It was April of this year, after 507 days of legal wrangling and community uproar, when Attorney General Eric Holder finally bit the bullet. He reversed the administration's decision to hold civilian trials in Manhattan federal court for the self-proclaimed September 11th mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and his co-defendants. Holder made the decision with great reluctance. He blamed Congress for tying his hands, but he failed to mention Lower Manhattan's Community Board Number 1 and its president, Julie Menon, who helped to force his hand. She began leading protests after the police department revealed that the trial would cost $200 million a year for the extraordinary security involved.
Not to mention the fact that the NYPD estimated that there would be 2,000 security checkpoints that would be involved. It just made no sense whatsoever.
Security checkpoints kill business, said Julie Menon.
But in terms of advocacy, generally you need to propose a solution in order to win on an issue. So I thought it was very important that we not just criticize having the trial downtown, but that we actually offer a number of solutions to get the trial moved.
But now there will be no civilian trial. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his four co-conspirators are getting closer to trial by military tribunal in Guantanamo Bay. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News. 10 years after the fiery collapse of the Twin Towers, Lower Manhattan came close to becoming an armed camp once again. Attorney General Eric Holder announced in November 2009 that the government intended to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, self-proclaimed mastermind of the September 11th attacks, in Manhattan federal court, just blocks from Ground Zero. Federal marshals, Police Commissioner Kelly, had drawn up their plans for closed streets, 2,000 security checkpoints, snipers on rooftops. That's when Lower Manhattan's Community Board Number 1 began to protest. Its feisty president, Julie Menon, launched a David and Goliath-type battle to take on the Obama administration.
If you look at the comments that were made by most people once the announcement was made, most people said, this is great, have it in Lower Manhattan. Our concern came when we heard the NYPD cost estimates, because anytime you're spending $200 million a year in security, and anytime that they're proposing having 2,000 checkpoints, it just doesn't make sense. Imagine what one checkpoint does. We know that in Lower Manhattan. There are checkpoints around the New York Stock Exchange and Park Row, and it basically has meant that most of the small businesses around that area have closed as a result.
In April of this year, Attorney General Holder folded. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and co-defendants will be tried not here, but in Guantanamo Bay by military commission. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.